Hola, buenos días. Good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome back. The Committee on Children, Families, and Elder Affairs will now come to order. Nikki, please call the roll.
Chair Garcia.
Here.
Vice Chair Thompson.
Here.
Senator Avila.
Here.
Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Book.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Rusan.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Now we'll be taking up tab one, SB 554, on hot car death prevention by Senator Bradley. Senator Bradley, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair. Members, this bill is cited as Araya's Act, and it's one that's close to my heart. Araya Page tragically passed away at 10 months old in July of last year after being left in a hot car by her babysitter in McClenny, Florida. As a mother, I cannot even begin to imagine what that family has endured. But their determination and perseverance to make a difference is remarkable. Senate Bill 554 designates the month of April as Hot Car Death Prevention Month to raise awareness about the dangers of leaving children unattended in vehicles and how to prevent those deaths from occurring. The Department of Children and Families, the Department of Health, local governments, and other agencies encourage to sponsor events that promote public awareness related to such events. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. Are there any questions on the bill? No. Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Yes? Okay, great. Barney Bishop? Excellent. Thank you. Also, Nancy Lawther from Orlando, waving in support. Okay. Waving or speaking in support. All right, David Cullen, speaking. Or waving in support?
Waving
in support. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Thompson, you're recognized.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm supporting this very good bill. Unfortunately, in Florida, given the temperatures that we've endured this past summer, we've seen a spike in the number of children who've been left unattended in hot cars. And it doesn't take long for the heat to escalate and for a child to be seriously injured. I have a bill on the same topic and addressing it in a different way, but wanted to voice my support of this very good bill.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Senator Bradley, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Chair, and I would just appreciate everyone's support. This will go to raise awareness and hopefully prevent another family from having to endure what the Page family has endured this past year.
Having closed on the bill, Nikki, please call the roll on SB 554.
Senator Avila?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes. And by your vote, SB 554 is reported favorably. Now we'll be taking up tab two, SB 558, on homeless service professionals by Senator Rusan. Senator Rusan, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 558, homeless service professionals. The housing affordability crisis has fueled an increase in homelessness in many of our communities, straining resources and leaving too many underserved. This bill aims to address the ongoing problem of shortages of professionals in the field of homeless services by certifying individuals with lived experience of homelessness to help provide those services. Current Florida law does not allow individuals with minor nonviolent offenses from being employed by state-contracted Florida Homeless Continuum of Care lead agencies and their homeless services provider network. This bill provides for exemptions under certain circumstances, and that's the bill.
Are there any questions on the bill? Okay. Appearance forms, Barney Bishop waving in support. Brian Cherry also waving in support. And Stephanie Sutton also waving in support. Is there any debate on the bill? Okay, great. Senator Roussan, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. This bill empowers individuals with lived experiences to provide homeless services that not only benefits the individuals themselves, but also significantly improves the effectiveness and cultural competence of the services provided to those experiencing homelessness. It's a good bill, and it will have meaningful impact on those in our community who need a hand up. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Having closed on the bill, Nikki, please call the roll on SB 558.
Senator Avila?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia.
Yes, and by your vote, SB 558 is reported favorably. At this time, I will pass the gavel to Vice Chair Thompson. Meanwhile, we'll be taking up tab three so I can take up my bill.
Thank you. Senators, tab three is Senate Bill 564 on Young Adult Aftercare Services by Senator Garcia. Senator, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Vice Chair Thompson. SB 564 revises the eligibility requirements for young adults to receive aftercare services from the Department of Children and Families. Currently, to receive such benefits, a young adult must have aged out of foster care. This means the child turned 18 while in foster care and are no longer in that foster home. However, not all children who are in foster care and would benefit from aftercare aged out. This bill allows for young adults who left foster care and other permanency arrangements to now access aftercare services. Some examples of that: young adults who were adopted out of the foster care system and experiencing issues after turning 18, young adults that choose to remain in foster care until 21 under Florida's the Extended Foster Care Program and are now experiencing issues, young adults who may have entered and exited care regularly throughout their childhood but just happened not to be in care when they turned 18, and young adults whose cases closed in guardianship but are now living independently after the age 18. This bill includes young adults by changing the requirements to receive such services by requiring a young adult to have been placed in and out of home care for at least 6 months after his or her 14th birthday instead of having aged out of foster care. Basically, it's a much-needed help for our kids that have fallen out of the system and need to get back on for a sensible process to adulthood.
Thank you, Senator Garcia. Are there questions on the bill? We do have an amendment. Take up amendment barcode 302024 by Senator Garcia.
Thank you, Senator,
you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Vice Chair. So this is a technical amendment that removes any unnecessary citation to a specific section of law in Chapter 39 and maintains current law. This clarifies that any child placed in foster care under Chapter 39 is eligible for aftercare, not just a specific section of that chapter.
Thank you. Are there questions on the amendment? I do have appearance forms for the amendment. Barney Bishop, wave in support. Nancy Lawther, in support. T. Lamar. You're recognized.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I want to firstly thank Chairwoman Garcia for championing this bill and the committee for your consideration today. My name is Tierra Lamore. I go by T. I'm 23 years old and currently a senior in the BSW program at Florida State University. I'm a member of the Tallahassee chapter of Florida U-Shine, and I'm here to speak in favor of SB 564. I was placed in the Florida foster care system when I was 6 years old and stayed there for about 9 years. I was in multiple types of placements, including group homes and shelters. When I was 15, I met my adoptive parents, and once we finalized the adoption a few months later, I thought that I found my forever family and would never be alone again. Unfortunately, this was not at all the case, and they abandoned me on my 18th birthday. I became an unaccompanied homeless youth while I was in my senior year of high school. I was forced to navigate adulthood completely on my own and was ineligible for independent living services, even though I spent the majority of my life as a foster child. After my adoptive parents abandoned me, I had no case manager, no place to live, or any type of love or support. I was unable to go to prom, take SATs, pick universities, or do anything that students around my age got opportunities to do because I didn't know where I would live or eat most nights. I actually had to start college a year later because I was focused on where I would live or eat. I was completely alone and devastated, and my mental health declined drastically. I had fallen victim to multiple forms of self-harm and found myself in and out of mental health facilities, in abusive relationships, and in dangerous environments. I had absolutely no support system, all because I was adopted only 4 months before I turned 16, and this made me ineligible for all DCF aftercare services. Fortunately, I researched on my own, and I found FIS during COVID, and I was able to connect with my peers who had similar upbringings and mentors who pointed me in the right direction. I learned that my story is not unheard of, and I'm here today testifying on behalf of my peers who also fall in this gray area. Because of my perseverance and strong desire to not become another failed statistic, I was able to graduate high school on time with a 3.5 GPA, obtain my driver's license, and buy a car. In 2022, I received my AA with honors distinction, and I got accepted into all universities I applied to, and now I'm finishing up my last year of undergrad at FSU, all while being homeless and mostly unsupported. So although I had the opportunity of finding my way, it would have been significantly easier if I had support there to help me. There are many adopted youth, youth who enter relative care, and others who didn't exactly age out of licensed foster care who fall in this gray area, and they find themselves chronically homeless in dangerous environments and completely hopeless and alone. So with the passage of this bill, they would have the opportunity to also not become another failed statistic and to know that they are not forgotten. So thank you all for considering this very important population. And I feel like this bill will really support us in obtaining our dreams. And thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak today.
Thank you. We also have Kaya Lee.
Wave in support.
Wave in support. Thank you. Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Baxley, you're recognized.
I want to thank you very much for this. There's so many people that think this is too big a problem. There's nothing you can do. And yet there are so many things that someone can do. And it's all about building a relationship. T, I want to thank you. You are, for those of us that have been in the trenches and seen a few really sad stories develop, it's so inspiring to know you're there. And that you're demonstrating that in Florida and in America, I don't know about the whole world, but a determined person that connect with the right people that will help them and are ready to help them is a wonderful adventure. And we don't win every case. There's a lot of hard stories that we keep working on, but having been involved with placing children, working with kids that didn't have the right support, that needed somebody to be their encourager and mentor guide. You are that person for many, many people by overcoming. And I think this legislation will be a tremendous asset to plugging some of those holes where there's gaps that occur in a very convoluted system sometimes. But you can't stop somebody caring and somebody desiring to make the world different all by themselves sometimes. Thank you for your courage to do that. And certainly we want to hear back from you some of your progress points as you move along in life. There's a lot of room in this country for all kinds of people of different lives. And some people have a whole lot of things in their favor. Somebody could just become that source of encouragement to so many people. There's a lot of people need encouragement. So thank you for engaging and being an example of what can happen if we'll grasp some of those opportunities. Thank you. I support the bill.
Thank you. Is there further debate on the amendment? Senator Garcia, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
I will close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted, and we're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Any appearance forms for the bill? Same? Okay. Is there debate on the bill as amended? Senator Garcia, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Vice Chair Thompson. So I'm going to use T's beautiful testimony and the eloquency with which Senator Baxley commented on the right thing to do to close.
Okay. That's okay. Having closed on the bill, Nikki, please call the roll on CS for SB 564.
Senator Avila?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes.
By your vote, CS for SB 564 is reported favorably. I will now pass the gavel back to Chair Garcia.
Yeah, Senator Bradley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just wanted to if I could, just mm-hmm. have a recognition.
Of course.
I know that we took up Senate Bill 554, Arise Act, at the start of the meeting, and her family is here. And I just want to recognize them, her parents, Justice and Brooke and James and Pamela, her grandparents. And I just want to thank you for being here. I think that your work on this legislation and your passion for all the kids in Florida is going to make a big difference going forward to make sure no other family has to endure what you have this last year. Thank you for being here, and I look forward to seeing you as this bill goes through the process, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? No? Okay. Is there any other business before the committee? No? Bueno. Thank you very much for being with us here today. Looking forward to some wonderful work this legislative session 2024. And if it's okay with Senator Avila, he moves to adjourn. Have a wonderful day.
What is your perspective on the census?
I'm supportive. It's a cross-cutting.